Good morning, ladies of No BS. Happy second half of February. This is our month on self-love, and I am so excited. I'm Coach Lizzie. I'm here to have our Facebook Live for the day. We got Coach Betsy ought to be coming in here in a little bit, and we'll see if we can get that going. Let's see here. There we go, and there she is. So, see if I can get this right. We'll see if this works. Okay, I think she's on her way. Either way, how's your February been? How's self-love month been going? Good morning, Betsy. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How are
you? I'm doing great. How's your February been?
Oh, good. There's a little bit of a delay here on the audio, I think, but I think it'll probably work itself out. So
excellent.
Yes. I think we're good now. Just
marvelous.
It's Monday morning, right? Everybody's got to kind of, you know, get into the groove. And of course, it's a holiday for some people today. So
that's right. Yes. Right. Well, that's sort of what we're talking about today. In that, you know, the holiday from Friday was Valentine's Day, and our theme for the month is self-love. And so, Betsy, I'm curious. Just what are some things that you have done this month for yourself in terms of loving yourself?
Gosh, good question. Right out of the gate. Good question. I think what I have really been working on just for the last few months is really, really practicing compassion for myself when all the time,
right?
Just really, really, I mean, it is an ongoing practice for me, and of course it is for everyone, but I am really hard on myself. And so I really give myself a hard time. I beat myself up a lot. And so with the help of my coach, I've just really been working on, you know, just loving myself a little bit more, giving myself a little hug, treating myself a little bit more like I would a friend or even a total stranger.
Yeah.
And really just working on that for myself. So yeah, it's, you know, it's a lifetime practice.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my gosh, the progress that I've seen over just the last 6 months or so has been huge, So what about you? Now you've got to answer this.
Yeah. I will definitely answer. I just want to kind of give a shout out to self-compassion, and amazing that you're doing that for yourself. I can speak for myself personally, like self-compassion has literally changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an ongoing thing. Like, it's not a check in the box. And, you know, now I'm compassionate towards myself. No, it's a practice. It's like practicing yoga. Like, you're never done.
Right.
I would say, so I'm going to give a little bit more of an answer. So the direct answer is, one thing that I've been doing to love myself this month is within the Goals Mastery group program that I've been teaching, I decided to like hold my breath and, you know, jump in with 2 feet and do a goal with the other ladies within the Goals Mastery program. And I created a channel for them to see me go through it with them.
Love it.
All of my mistakes and all of my ahas and learnings and like imperfect progress. And the goal I'm working on is practicing drinking less alcohol. And this has been something that I've been working on for a long time. I've made lots of progress, and I would like to make more.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bit of an aha, like one of my, we have within the Goals Masteries, like you create this sort of like, you know, utility knife or utility tool worth of action steps that you can try to help you towards your goal. So doing the action steps is the win rather than like the outcome. And one of my action steps is journaling, which a card carrying member of the Not a Great Journaler Club right here, but challenged myself to that. And so today I'm going to share this with my group later today, but when I was journaling this morning, I realized, whoa, I can look at things differently. So quick backstory, I changed my relationship with exercise during a difficult period of my life where, you know, my husband was deployed, kids were young, and I was just like working, taking care of kids, working, taking care of kids, sleeping. Like, and so I said to myself, I'm going to go outside and run And this is, I have no expectations on myself. This is my gift to me. I get to see the sky. I get to hear the birds. I can go as slow as I want. I can stop whenever I want. This exercise is my gift to myself. Mm-hmm. And my aha today in my journaling was, what if I could look at drinking tea, doing my nervous system tools that Coach Kathy talks about? What if I could look at that as like, this is my gift to myself, rather than like, I'm not supposed to have a glass of wine. It's like, no, choosing these tools, choosing this is like self-care. It's my gift to myself. And I was like, whoa, what a great way to flip it. And why did it take me so long to think like that? You know,
because you're a human being, right? And exactly. You're normal. And just because we're coaches doesn't mean we're superheroes. So, but I love that. I love how you're wording it instead of, you know, I mean, you know, we can definitely say not drinking can be a gift to me, right? But really focusing on what you are doing, like what you are doing instead for yourself is so, I work with a lot of private clients on this, where it's like, if we really are focusing on what we are doing and, you know, it just feels better. It doesn't feel so like, oh, they're I'm taking something away from myself. Right. And then it reminds you of the habits, the new habits that you are practicing. So there's so many wins to that. I love that. So drinking tea, you said, what else? You said using the nervous system tools, like what specific ones are you using? I know folks will be curious about
that. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. I have like three that are my faves. Probably top go-to is something called VU breathing. So it's V as in Victor, O-O, mm-hmm. and you make that sound as you breathe out. And like, if you just do 5 breaths where you just take a breath in and you breathe out, making that sound, VU, and just like really, yeah, just like that. Make it real long and just like ooing out. Like around the third breath, like my shoulders start to drop and I just go, do it 5 times. The science behind it, because I'm a science nerd and I need to be like, why does this work? Mm-hmm. Is that when you exhale longer mm-hmm. than you inhale, that signals mm-hmm. safety to the nervous system, because mm-hmm. if you have more time to exhale, you're probably not running away from a predator. And the sound of the VU vibrates your vocal cords, which massages your vagus nerve, which is really mm-hmm. a bundle of nerves in your whole body. And it's like a little massage for your nervous system, saying like, just relax, it's okay. exactly, a little massage. So that's my favorite one, definitely the hand on the heart.
That's my go-to. And, go-to is like, and it's almost like I've done it enough where it's like, when I touch my chest or my heart, it prompts me to do a deep breath, you know. And so, and I'm telling y'all, this is not complicated, and you don't have to do a million. I mean, we breathe so shallowly, you know, a lot of the time, right? A deep breath, and you know, you add in the VU, can be just a game changer for us, because it just gives us that little bit of a break, that little bit of a, like you said, kind of a massage or just a little hug for ourselves, that can really be a game changer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so like bringing it to someone who might be listening of, you mm-hmm. know, I had a busy day at work, I'm coming home, and I'm just like, brain is turned off. I'm on my way to the pantry as soon as I get in the door and put my bag down. You can think of like, if I take a deep breath, this is my gift to myself. This is my little massage to my nervous system. And if you end up eating, no problem. The win is pausing.
Yes.
The win is putting a little bit more distance between you and the automatic habit.
Yes.
And I needed to be reminded of that. My goals mastery folks will attest to it. Like on Thursday, I was not having an awesome mental day. And I was like, I guess I'll listen to, you know, a coaching replay. I haven't listened to one in a while. And I swear that Corinne, her first 2 coaching clients was like, yep, there's a message for me. Mm-hmm. And the second one, message for me. Mm-hmm. And so like the win is in taking the pause, because that's like, you know, phases of change. Like we change over time. How can we take this idea of these, you know, whether it's an OBS tool, whether it's a nervous system regulating tool, whatever, like, how can we take this idea and think of it through the lens of, this is my gift to myself, mm-hmm. as we progress throughout the rest of this month? What do you think?
Yes. Yes. Well, we had talked ahead of time, right, about kind of thinking about how can we be our own Valentine for the rest of the month, since I did the mid-month call on Saturday and I talked to the members there who were listening live. So we can just kind of go along with that, right? How can we give ourselves a Valentine's Day present, really working? I mean, this is the month of self-love. We're working on loving ourselves anyway. What is just a small gift? And it can be a pause. That can be enough, right? That can be enough, because we gotta also be careful about not thinking it needs to be something big every day. And I mean, what we know is that a pause is really big, right? It is really just can be, just life-changing for us if we keep going and if we keep doing it every day. So what is one small thing? And then I also talked about this on the call on Saturday. We're probably going to think it's not good enough. Whatever it is we're practicing, that means you're about right on target with whatever, with how you're thinking. And it's just normal for us to think we should be doing more. But let's focus on some not good enough love actions for the rest of the month. So that's what I'm thinking for everybody. What do
So let's bring that
you?
to some of our weight loss tools. So stopping at enough. Like if there's one weight loss tool that moves the needle more than any other, is stopping at enough. So what could be a not good enough way to be like, this is my gift to myself in terms of stopping at enough? Let's brainstorm that. What do you think?
Well, I just immediately again go back to the pause. Right. It's like, well, and we could talk about our pause plus permission process, which I mean, it sounds fancy. It's not really a process. It's just a, it's where you take a pause, but you still give yourself permission to eat more if you want to. Okay. So, and this is what I love, because this is, again, something people are going to think it's not good enough, but like, it feels doable because it's like, oh, I can still eat, right? I can still eat more if I want to, but I'm just gonna slow things down a little bit and put a pause in there. And y'all, I suggest start with 10 seconds, 30 seconds. You don't have to wait, 10 minutes. I mean, a lot of times we get into this momentum eating and we're just, I mean, I notice sometimes where it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't even swallowed this bite and I am about to put in the next one. And so the key can be to just slow down and just kind of just, make it go a little bit longer so that we can kind of let our brain catch up with our bodies. And that can be an amazing gift to yourself, where it's like, I mean, again, 10 seconds, because that's slower. Stop, pausing for 10 seconds is still slower than a lot of us are eating. It and so just stopping can really, really make a big difference. And but again, still give yourself permission to eat later, afterwards if you want to, because that feels safer to a lot of us, right? If we've just been eating the same way for a long time, we have to start small to build some safety
Yeah.
with.
I'd love to expand on that, because I have had, I'm Betsy, I imagine you've had this too, where clients have said, I get to that point where I'm eating and my brain kind of has this like whisper of, I think I might be at enough. And then automatically there's like, quick, 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 eat fast. Like before my like logical brain catches up and it's like, oh, I'm at enough. Let's get in it, you
Let's
know?
get it in.
And so,
Oh yeah. I mean, I've experienced that too, right? We've all experienced that. And so
And so
this
how is the
pause.
pause? This is my gift to myself. I can still eat. Even if I'm not enough, it's okay. I can still eat, but the pause, this is my gift to myself. Yeah, look at that deep
Amazing.
breath, right? And there's another gift to yourself.
Yes. There can be so many gifts in this, like 10 second period, right? And but yeah, we all do it, right? It's like, oh, let me just get it in before, before I hear my enough. One other thing, and this is kind of like next level work that just popped into my head, is this is something I talk about all the time, where I remind myself, you know, first I remind myself I can still eat more, you know, if I need to or even if I want to. But then I'll also remind myself, okay, we can have this food, you know, again at the next meal or again tomorrow, because that we've really got to remind our brain about that too, because it's like, no, we don't know when we're going to get this again, or we don't want to, you know, I mean, if you're at some fancy restaurant in Spain or something like that, I mean, you know, that may not be, but you know, if it's just a regular old day, I always talk like my taco salad for lunch, it's so good and I want to keep eating, but I tell myself every day, you can make, you know, you can recreate this exact salad tonight or tomorrow, and we get to have it again. So it's okay for us to stop.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Another, you know, kind of going along the lines of stopping enough, but a little like not good enough gift you can give yourself is, I want to shout out to my client, Janet, who really coined this. She said, there's a big difference for her when she's asking like, okay, I've had this much, there's more food I could eat. She says, if I ask myself, am I at enough? The answer is always like, well, I mean, I could eat more. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I need to not ask myself that. Mm-hmm. Instead, the question, here's the gift that I ask myself is, am I still hungry? Mm-hmm. And it's such a slight nuanced difference, but it really can make a big difference. Because as she was saying, I know if I'm hungry or if I'm not. I don't really know if I'm at enough or if I'm not. But if I ask myself, you know, I've got, let's say, 5 bites left of my meal. If I ask myself, am I still hungry? That's a much more like yes, no kind of answer versus like, maybe.
Yeah.
And so that asking yourself, am I still hungry, can be a gift to give yourself. That feels not good enough, but like it's progress. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Ask yourself the right question. I love that. That's really kind of what I got from what you just said is, let's ask ourselves the question that is the most helpful to us. That's the gift, right? Is the right question, the honest question, instead of like, well, you know, I'm still not sure if I'm at enough. You know, it's like, let's not go into confusion, right? Let's ask ourselves the clearest question that we can that will really help us be honest with ourselves. Something else that I just thought of as you were talking was my client, Mary Jo, came up with this thought that has been really powerful for her and for it. And I've shared it with a lot of my other clients is, enough is always less than I think.
Mm.
And, you know, you have to test that out, right? That, you know, and see how it feels. But it's really helped her just like normalize, okay, I'm always gonna, you know, want to keep eating, or, you know, a lot of times I'm gonna want to keep eating. So enough, but we know that enough is always less than we think it is. And so let's just normalize, you know, the wanting to keep eating.
Yeah.
And it's okay. So
yeah.
Just wanted to offer that too. Yeah.
So another kind of reframe question you could ask yourself is, so if Mary Jo is saying enough is less than I think, how could you ask yourself, how is eating less a gift to myself? Mm-hmm. Because when I heard you say like, enough is always less than I think, my sort of like internal reaction was like, oh, restriction, you know? So it's like, how can I take that deep breath, let my shoulders drop and be like, how is eating less the gift? How is this a gift to myself?
Mm, yeah. Well, I always talk about what we have to do to practice this, to lose weight and to keep it off, and just, you know, practice this basically for the rest of our lives, is that we've really got to change the story of the eating experience. And this is something that I've worked on for a long time, where the food and the taste of the food and the texture of the food and all of that is part of the eating experience. But, and I love, Corinne talks about this too. I love that she worked in restaurants. And so she can tell us about like when you go out to eat, right? The food is, you know, you're not just paying for the food on the plate. You're paying for the plate and you're paying for the, you know, air conditioning, and you're paying for the music playing, and you're paying for the, you know, the waiter that's bringing your food and taking it away. But even at home, the experience is way more than just the food that you're eating. You also have to incorporate in that, and this is again something I've worked on, is that feeling really good in my body at the end of a meal is a huge part of the eating experience for me. You know, if we're kind of resisting stopping at enough, it's like, it's probably because we're thinking like, well, but this is, you know, like this is my time to get it all in and it's like so good and all that kind of stuff. But we've got to expand our definition of what the eating experience is. I don't know about you, Lizzie, but I mean, I want to feel good at the end of my meal. I don't want to feel bloated and overfull and, you know, blah, laying on the couch, right? I want to still feel some energy. I want to feel like I could go out for a walk or, you know, do a little yoga or something like that, right? And so we've got to think about, okay, what do we want for the whole eating experience? Taste and texture and, you know, temperature and all that kind of stuff is part of it. But what else? What else do we want? I mean, I want to feel, you know, slightly hungry so that I know it's time for my body to bring in some food. And then at the end of the meal, I want to feel like I fueled myself, but I also know how I don't want to feel. So what about you? What do you want for your eating experience?
That's a really good question. Because this may be I don't know, against the rules, but like I don't particularly like being super mindful while I eat. Like I like cleaning my plate. I like let's eat and let's be done. And because I've tried the mice behind, I tried like monk meals and just Betsy, I just don't like it. And that's okay.
That's okay.
And so what I have done and learned over time, I've experimented with like, okay, how much food visually, roughly, does it take for me to feel too full, like holiday dinner full? How, and then, okay, dial it back. And then how much food does it have me feel full? So to me, full is like 20 minutes after I finish eating, I feel a slight heaviness in my stomach, just slight. Enough is very neutral. And so I have learned that when I'm serving myself my food, I serve it and I'm like, this is how much my brain wants. And I'm pretty sure my body's going to feel full at the end, which is a little bit more than I want. So if I'm being mindful before, as I'm serving my food, I'll like dial back. I'll like take whatever I put on my plate and like take a little bit back. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm good. Now I can turn my brain off and just eat. So, again, it might be against the rules, but that's how I do it.
Let's just decide nothing is against the rules, right? I mean, let's just decide whatever works for you is okay, right? Let's, you know, just anything can be okay. And but you have really thought about the experience that you want with your food, right? And also afterwards, right? After the food is consumed, you've included that part of, you know, of how you want to feel, right? You've thought about that. And I think that's what everyone needs to think about is, okay, the experience of eating is before, during, and after the meal. And so maybe that might be a good journal prompt for some, you know, for some of you all to think about what is the experience you want, and particularly, how do I want to feel after the meal is over?
And I want to bring it back to what you said at the beginning with self-compassion, is that as I went through that process and I ate to holiday dinner full or full, I had learned through years of practicing self-compassion that like I didn't need to be like, damn it, you know, I messed it up again. It was more like, oh, look, whoo, I feel not, a little bit uncomfortable. I look at that. I ate more than my body needed. How curious. How can I adjust next time versus the, you know, mental beatdown? Because if you think about like a 6-year-old, how are they going to learn? Is it through like, you know, punishment and shame, or is it through like, oh, sweetie, you know, you messed up your number or whatever, not messed up, but like you added up your numbers and we got an incorrect answer. How could we learn and, you know, do that differently? Kids learn through curiosity and experimentation and a safe space. You have to create that safe space in your mind mentally when you are experimenting and realize, oh, I ate fast enough. How fascinating. Maybe my brain thinks I need more food than my body actually needs. How can I adjust? So, self-compassion.
Yes.
Huge.
And that has to happen, right? I mean, all throughout this journey till, I mean, forever, you're still going to overeat and get to full, right? Get to overfull sometimes. I call those times helpful reminders, right? We need helpful reminders all throughout this journey. And I always also say we're not on a path to perfect here. There's no perfect down the line where we never overeat again. Sorry, y'all. So it's just gonna happen sometimes all throughout our time, and so what do we wanna make it mean, right? How do we wanna think about it? I like to think good reminder, great. I mean, every time I overeat, still, I've lost my weight and I'm keeping it off. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember now. Okay, I don't want to feel this way most of the time when I'm eating. So great reminder, onward, right? And y'all can practice that as well.
Nice.
So
Any other thoughts we want to add on being your own Valentine for the rest of the month?
well, I think there was a quite question that popped up way back when, and sometimes I'm like scared to touch this phone because I'm scared I'm gonna like get out of the call somehow or something, but it popped up about breathing, and I think she was asking like, is chest breathing better, versus like, kind of belly breathing, or what are your thoughts on that?
And I want to give a shout out to my girl Christy Larson, who's the one who asked that question in the chat. She's in my Goals Mastery program as well. She's amazing. And so that's a good question. I think like I'm trying to like, how do I do it? I think it probably my when I do the VU breathing, it starts chest, and as my nervous system begins to relax, I think like it becomes more belly breathing. So if you can aim more towards like moving towards belly breathing, that might be the aim. But that's a good question. What do you think, Betsy?
Well, I actually I go to yoga every week, and we did some breathing a couple of weeks ago, and she actually had us move our breathing from our chest to our belly, and then like up to our ribs. And so I say experiment with it. I mean, there's no wrong way. Whatever feels good to you, whatever feels kind of expansive. But it was fascinating to kind of work on moving your breath around. Like, I don't even know if that's really what we're doing, right? But we're just kind of focusing on different parts of our bodies and kind of, thinking about kind of filling it with air. And so, yeah, I just suggest just, experimenting with it and seeing how it feels, seeing what feels more calming or less calming to you. And let's just play around with it and see what we can
Yeah. And speaking of, I want to give a shout out to Carolyn, who said last week she was with her grandchildren at Chick oh, they asked for Chick-fil-A, and she paid attention to her grandson's eating. And it was so eye-opening that he ate his kid's meal to enough. He did not eat all the fries or the chicken nuggets, and when he was finished with his drink, there was at least half of it left. So she sat there and thought how it's so natural for her grandson to listen to his body. And she was like, she could learn from her little 4-year-old grandson. And next thought she had was like, I can just practice. Yes, gorgeous,
You know what else
amazing.
I was thinking about was, I bet you anything. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they had a one of those playgrounds in there, but if there, if he had to finish eating, right, to go play, he had something else that he was kind of looking forward to, right? And so, because I know I've eaten with my nieces in those places, and they love playing in that playground. So it's like, this is a reminder of, let's have some other things in our lives to look forward to. And oh, she said they took it home, but still, I mean, like, absolutely, our kids know how to listen to their bodies and stop when they've had enough and when they're satisfied. But also, let's kind of expand our lives a little bit, right? And think about other things outside of food that we can also look forward to, because that's just always a good thing to kind of be thinking about.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, Betsy, it has been so much fun to
So
spend some
fun.
time with you this morning. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. What a great
And
way to
I'm
kick off Monday morning. And if y'all are on, you know, have a holiday today, enjoy your day. I'm diving into a day of coaching a bunch of my private clients. So
me too.
I'm excited. So
yeah,
all right.
And that feels like a gift
there
to
we
myself that I get to
go.
spend time with my clients.
Me too.
Awesome.
Me too. All right.
Have a
great
rest of your day.
rest of your body. So
Thanks.
yeah.